Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart podcast, your 7 to 10 minute educational look into all things cyber. I am your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mott, and in this episode, we are going to talk about antivirus programs. Do you need it? Should you have it? Which one should you use? And which one's the best? Hint, there isn't one. So as always, as we enter 2022, I want to thank everyone for taking the time to download and listen to the Get Cyber Smart podcast. I know there's a lot of podcasts out there that are vying for your valuable time, and I appreciate you taking a couple minutes out of your week to listen to the things I have to say and hopefully employ them in your life or at least help those around you get a better understanding of this crazy world and all the cyber stuff going on, and just to kind of keep you a little cyber safer if we can. So this particular episode, I want to talk about antivirus programs. The reason being, when I was an FBI agent, I did a lot of presentations, and one of the first questions that always popped up, regardless of who I was talking to, was, should I have an antivirus program and which one should I use? Now, that's a tricky question because as an FBI agent, I couldn't really, you know, provide guidance in that respect. In other words, in saying, you should use this one, because then someone would say, well, the FBI said I should use McAfee or I should use Kaspersky or I should use Norton or whatever. Because then if something went bad, then they would say, hey, the FBI said I should use this and bad things happen. So this, I couldn't do it then. I'm not going to do it here as far as saying, here's what you should use. I'm going to give you hopefully enough information so you can make an educated risk assessment and figure out which particular program is best for you. There's a lot out there to choose from. It's a very complicated world when you're trying to determine which antivirus program do I want to use. So hopefully this will help you get a better understanding of, you know, how to at least start looking down that route. One thing I will say, if you have a computer, you need to have an antivirus application on your computer. If you have an Android device, you should, Android phone particularly, you should have some kind of antivirus on that as well. But we'll talk about that kind of briefly as we go forward. So, you know, what is antivirus? Why does it exist? Well, when computers first started to become more commercially available to the home user and to businesses, the first criminal vulnerabilities or threats, I guess, if you will, that would come out were viruses and worms. These were replicatable programs that would cause an array of problems or issues on the networks on which they resided. Some were necessarily harmless, but most were not. And so now that particular world of viruses and worms has really expanded to antivirus doesn't protect just viruses per se. It protects all forms of different malware. And when we say malware, that is basically software code that is bad and does bad things. And it could cause ransomware. It could give backdoors into networks. It could do a host of different things. And antivirus programs are designed to look for signatures, or in other words, indicators of that particular software. All software gives off signatures of either IP addresses that they may call back to, certain file names that it will exist or be loaded onto your system, a lot of different things that provide signatures. And antivirus companies create code within their software that allows them to detect that particular signature, isolate it so it doesn't impact your system. The problem you get into, or not, it's not really a problem that you get into, but it's a problem for the antivirus companies, is it's completely impossible for them, for any company, to say we can provide 100% protection against all malware antivirus, because some of the antivirus and malware that exist are what are called 0 days, meaning they have found a vulnerability, bad guys have found a vulnerability, they have figured out how to use that vulnerability to give them access to a system and do bad things in that system. And it may be a piece of code that allows them in, that creates a backdoor, that does a host of things, creates ransomware, pick your problem of the week. But if it's a 0 day, that means no one has ever seen that vulnerability, and therefore antivirus programs don't know what to look for because there's no signature to find. So they're not, they don't work in that respect. Now, if a piece of malware is well known, then certainly antivirus vendors, regardless of who you have, will have signatures that will isolate those if they detect them on your system. So take, for example, the WannaCry ransomware piece of malware. That code is fairly well known, and antivirus companies have those signatures in their system. So if you get hit with WannaCry, chances are it won't really do much to you because your antivirus will collect it and isolate it. Now, if you haven't updated your antivirus in a long time, then it's useless. That's why programs are set up to go look for updates to their antivirus library, I guess, if you will. It gives them the new signatures to look for. So it's important if you have an antivirus program to make sure you have auto updates on so it updates what it needs to update. Now, that's kind of a real quick look at what antivirus programs do. So if you want more information, obviously there are tons of places you can go look for as far as it'll explain what antiviruses are. You can go to McAfee, Norton are the two big ones here in the United States that will, I'm sure, give you plenty of information about what their programs do and what they protect. Now, most antivirus vendors, their products do a lot more than just stop that. They do, they can do identity protection. They can do a whole host of different things, password managers, all that kind of stuff. So if you're looking to figure out which antivirus solution you should use, I would say do your due diligence. Read what they all do and find the one that works best for you within your price range. One thing I will note is the majority of antivirus vendors all participate in an antivirus consortium that is managed overseas, and they share their signatures. So if you want to get the most up-to-date signatures, you kind of have to belong to that consortium. You will find that a lot, not all, but a lot of antivirus companies are not owned in the United States. They're owned elsewhere. One of the biggest companies is Kaspersky Labs. They are run by a gentleman who used to be in the Russian intelligence services named Eugene Kaspersky. At least that is the allegation. He has denied it frequently, but you know, we can probably count that he probably was. And he kind of oversees, or at least he used to oversee, this particular consortium. And so if you wanted to belong to the consortium, you hadn't had to play along with Kaspersky Labs. The problem with Kaspersky Labs, they are owned and operated by a company in Russia. And unlike the United States, it is not a capitalist system. And so there is always that fear that the Russian intelligence services are associated with Kaspersky Labs in some way, shape, or form. Now, that allegation has been around a long time. Could I prove it in a court of law? I certainly could not. But there's plenty of evidence that shows that there's reasons to be suspicious or concerned about Kaspersky Labs. The U.S. government and other allies of the United States do not allow Kaspersky Labs on their networks for that reason. So that would be one reason why, if you're looking at Kaspersky Labs, if they fit for what you need, just know that particular thing going in. So there are a lot of antivirus companies. I'm not going to talk about all of them, obviously, at depth. You've probably heard of many. McAfee, Sophos, Norton are big ones. Norton, I believe, owns LifeLock, or vice versa. Probably they own LifeLock. So you can get some LifeLock protection if you have Norton. So that's certainly a valuable thing. And the prices all differ. So McAfee, I'm looking here. McAfee's currently, at least according to this, $35 a month. It really starts from that. And I guess it depends if you are looking to do it from an enterprise perspective or from a personal perspective. There are some free ones. Sophos used to have a free version. And Sophos is largely a Mac-oriented antivirus. I'm sure they work on Windows too. Avast is another one. Windows Defender is free. So if you have a Windows machine, you can get Windows Defender. And that is pretty much just antivirus protection. Doesn't do a whole lot beyond that. But you can get it for free. And so if you have Windows, at a minimum, you should have that. Trend Micro has largely an enterprise level type of security there, probably more than you need at home. AVG is a popular one that's been around a long time. PCmatic, you see a lot of commercials for them. They do a lot of good things. They also do application whitelisting. They're kind of at the forefront of doing that particular security item, application whitelisting. So they will, and the difference between whitelisting and blacklisting, you have to actually go in and tell a program not to run. Whitelisting means you have to tell it which programs you want it to run. So if you're looking to kind of lock down your home network so that certain programs don't run, like say BitTorrent, you have kids, you don't want them to download illegal stuff through torrent sites. And we'll talk about what BitTorrent is in another episode. You can put that in, if it's not on PCmatic's whitelist, it won't work. So there's all sorts of things. I say do your due diligence, find the one that works for you from a price range and so on and so forth. Now, I will say and it doesn't matter if you're Windows or Mac, you should have some kind of antivirus. Most of the antivirus vendors will work on either one. So I, for a long time, used Sophos, but they got I'll be honest with you, with Sophos, it works okay, but it got kind of tedious at the end. There were things and I couldn't log into my account. I had all sorts of issues, and I have since gone to PCmatic for all of my machines here at my house. Simply because, and I'll be honest, I am friends with some of the PCmatic guys, so I feel comfortable supporting their product. It works well for me. It does some nice data analytics for your network if you're looking for that kind of thing. It's easy to install. Like I said, it is application whitelisting. Now, if you have an application that gets blocked by it, it's not that hard to go in and allow it to run if you want it to run, and you can send it to them and they will put it in their whitelist because they'll do some testing to make sure that that particular application is safe and secure to use. So PCmatic is the service I use. It's reasonably inexpensive, so it should fit most budgets. So I'm just saying that. I'm not saying go out and buy PCmatic, which I'm sure they'd like me to do that, but I'm not, you know, I want you to find the product that's best for you. I'm just telling you what I use, so there's full disclosure here. So that is really a quick, like I said, 9-10 minute look at what antivirus is, why you should have it. There is no better one. They all kind of do the same thing. Find the one that works for what you want it to do, is maybe easy to install, that kind of anybody can use, and keep yourself safe. So once again, thank you so much for listening to the Get Cyber Smart podcast. If you have thoughts, comments on the show, or topics you'd like to hear in the future, email me, Darren@getcybersmart.com. Know that if you get a little cyber smarter, you will get a whole lot cyber safer, because knowledge is protection. We will talk soon next week. Thank you so much.